Another factor in this year's outcome is early voting. 34 states and the District of Columbia allow it, and all states accept absentee ballots. An estimated 10 million people have already voted. Joining me now is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And Ron, welcome back. 10 million people have already voted, and analysts are saying that this is good for Barack Obama. Why?
Because a lot of early votes probably indicates there's going to be heavy turnout. And the theory is that high turnout would benefit Barack Obama. All the polls show that the wider you make the voting base, the better he does. The more narrow you make your screen for likely voters, the better John McCain does.
All right, let's turn to the McCain campaign. His numbers are improving just a little bit on his handling of the economy. What can he do this week to turn it around?
He needs to focus on what he would do to make people's economic prospects better. He needs to let people know that he is on top of a plan for the crisis that has faced our financial industry, and also that he is ready to make the economy better, whatever that may take, that he would not be ideologically rigid, that he wouldn't be tied to any past policies, particularly not those of the Bush administration, and that he would be willing to think fresh on all the questions that affect mortgage loans, all the questions that affect the downturn in the economy most generally, and to do whatever it takes to get the country out of the recession that's now pretty much officially underway.
So I guess he's trying to do that with his talk about Barack Obama spreading the wealth around and saying that he's a socialist. Is that connecting at all?
The tax issue is related, clearly, to the economy because, as John McCain says, the last thing you want to do in bad times is raise anyone's taxes. So he can segue into the tax issue, which has always been a strong closing issue for Republican candidates. People do expect their taxes to get higher. They expect Democrats to be more likely to raise their taxes. So that's an issue that can help bring some points back to John McCain.
Ron, an interesting story at Politico today talking about a high level of white support for Barack Obama, that he has even potentially more white support than Bill Clinton did.
Yes, that's right. Bill Clinton topped out at 43% of the white vote in 1996. Now, for a Democratic candidate, that was doing quite well. And with his disproportionate share of the black and Hispanic vote, more than enough to reelect him as president in 1996. But Barack Obama is actually outperforming that now, and he is doing better than any Democrat has done among white people since Jimmy Carter in 1976. But no Democratic candidate for president has actually won the white vote outright since Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1964, 44 years ago.
So if these numbers hold out, that would be truly remarkable for a black candidate to win more white votes than any candidate since LBJ.
Yes, for any Democratic candidate since LBJ, it would be, in a sense, ironic that it took an African-American candidate to finally do that much better among white voters.
Ron, we are a week away. What is the end game in these final days?
The end game is that Barack Obama is going to want to sound presidential and start talking as though he's going to bring the country together if he wins. John McCain still has to be on the offensive. He still has to close the sale and try to overhaul Barack Obama. And both candidates are going to be focusing pretty much on the same list of states. There are six toss-up states both candidates feel they have a shot in, feel they need to win. And going from west to east, they are Nevada, Colorado, Missouri, Ohio, and then North Carolina and Florida.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.